we have a very, very distorted food system. And this thing, this financial argument that we have about what's expensive and what's not expensive, you know, literally comes out of a long tradition of the distortions of subsidies. So we subsidize, you know, corn, soy, primarily, you know, in our food chain. And so as a result, all of the foods that utilize a lot of corn or a lot of soy, you know, that are highly processed, you know, already have a leg up in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're also using huge economies of scale, and they've been allowed to externalize a lot of costs.
Mm-hmm.
So small, local, organic farms don't have the advantage of huge subsidies. They don't have the tax and financial advantages of economies of scale, and they're actually responsible for cleaning up their own mess.
Mm-hmm.
Large corporations oftentimes aren't.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, you always have to... So when you make an economic argument, you have to understand that the economic ground on which you're standing has already been warped and tilted to a, you know, to a certain extent. It's downhill for the big guys because of our political and economic decisions.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if we make it downhill for the little guys? What happens if we choose to subsidize health? What happens basically if we choose prosperity over growth?
Mm-hmm.
All right. In today's world, you know, more and more we, you know, we tend to see our citizenship eroded, right? And we tend to become seen more and more as consumers. I mean, if you remember the very famous line by George Bush, what can you do to make America better after 9/11? It was go shopping. All right.
So we're seen as consumers, not citizens.
Right. You know, so that wasn't a call to, you know, claiming the moral high ground. That wasn't a call to, you know, better supporting your neighbor. That wasn't, you know, a call to, you know, a greater sense of citizenship and camaraderie in America. It was a call to go to the malls. All right. But in this era where, you know, our citizenship is sort of being sold short, you know, and our consumerism is being sold long, we still can act as responsible consumers. But we cannot do so at the expense of sacrificing our citizenship. And with citizenship comes responsibility. You need to know the rules of the road. And I think, you know, we need to teach food literacy,
mm-hmm.
you know, to our children. You know, we need to understand the provenance of certain things. We need to continue to ask our government to better represent our own interests, where our health and longevity and, frankly, where our own survival is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, I don't think we give up one for the other. I think we need to use both. And I think right now we're kind of at a point where the pendulum has swung over to the point where we see ourselves as consumers and activists, and I think we should swing back and say, well, we're also citizens and activists. We need to be more participatory in the democratic process.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know? And we also, though, we need to learn, you know, it's not enough just to go say, oh, here's a label, right? I'm going to buy this because it's a label. Find out, you know, find out that label. Find out about the farm where the stuff comes from. In other words, take an interest. Because if you take an interest in part, you generally have an interest in the whole.
Mm-hmm.
We spend the least amount of our disposable income on food in this country and the most on medications.
We've been... Oh, my God.
All right, so come on. You know, let's level it out.
You know, wouldn't it be scary if the people who produce that food are also producing the diabetes drugs? And it's like a... You know.
Well, if you look at the interlocking board of directors, you will see that there are some connections there.
That's so creepy.
It really is.
So let's talk about chocolate, though.
Solvent Green. It's human beings. Sorry,
I know.
So chocolate.
So I'm going to be working with this group, and they're proud of their organic fair trade label. He's been to he's got a group called Project Hope and Fairness,
mm-hmm.
where he's trying to
Tom Newhouse.
Yeah, you know him.
I
will, and I'm sure he's going to be excited that
No. As a matter of fact, you know, I actually endorse what Tom is doing. And when I came back from the Africa Coast, I said, your model right now is the model that works since it is small, it is on the ground, and it deals with human efficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, and so. And getting those scales to people so that they don't have to be reliant on the third party.
See, Tom is practicing fair trade as it was envisioned.
Huh.
Okay, you know, and you really have to go back to Max Havelaar. You know, it's a wonderful book. I suggest you read it about, you know, the tail end of colonialism in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's about, you know, letting everybody have a stake in the game. It's what everything should be at the end of the day, a democratic process, period.